it's on the block, then it will be on the talk on the block. Here's my preamble. 53 minutes of video, 40 minutes of Skerrit's corruption, 10 minutes of other, 2 minutes and 50 seconds of David Bruni, and 10 seconds of Lennox Linton, and a signed document. But it's about Lennox Linton. Are we missing the real issue here? Wake up, Dominicans, wake up. But my style of journalism, I want to get everybody inside of that story to give their side. In journalism, there are two sides, sometimes three, even sometimes four. We'll give you all sides and you be the judge. But I'm asking public again, I want to invite Mr. Roosevelt Skerrit on radio. I've invited him many, many times before. To give his side of the story, so many serious allegations there, many accusations as it relates to this documentary on the passports. Mr. Skerrit, whenever you're ready to give your side, you're welcome right here on Q. But it's very damning accusations of corruption there. And I think you need to give your side of the story. Clearly we see videos. We see houses being built in Mount Daniel. We saw ministers and officials of government receiving US $15,000 bars, gold bars. Serious accusations. But at the end, we saw in that documentary a conversation, or we heard a conversation between David Bruni and, of course, the investigator undercover. Let's listen to that conversation. We have David Bruni in the house. We have the memorandum of understanding. He will give his side of the story. He's here and did not decline at any time to come give his side of the story. Let's listen to that conversation we heard on the Al Jazeera documentary.
Our undercover investigation into buying an ambassadorship in Dominica takes an unexpected and dramatic turn.
My name is Jasper. Welcome to Dominica.
Oliver Serafin, Dominica's ex-prime minister, says the outcome of the forthcoming election is too close to call. He says if we offer the opposition party a donation, they'd appoint our candidate and ambassador if they win. He tells us to call the opposition party's lawyer.
Hi, David Bruni speaking. The opposition leader.
Okay.
I continue to advise. Through me, there's easy access to him.
Okay. Can you say you're speaking on his behalf, David?
Yes, I can say that.
Lennox Linton, the opposition leader, could become the next prime minister within weeks.
The opposition now really requires funding. Make no mistake, we are moving along, but as in all things, financial contributions are required.
Bruni stressed our candidate for ambassador would have to be of good character and help develop Dominica's economy.
I just wanted to be clear that you were aware of the conversations that OJ had been having with my representative in Panama?
Oh, yes. OJ is a trusted confidant, definitely. But I'm very comfortable with him, and the leader of the party is very comfortable with me.
He's trusted. So what OJ had to say, you're 100% happy with all of that. That's
100%. Absolutely 100%.
Bruni then drafted a document stating that within 28 days of Lennox Linton becoming Prime Minister, he'd appoint our man Ambassador at Large. There's no mention of campaign donations.
I would suggest that the Panama dollar matter, they prefer not to discuss it on the phone. They believe that there are lots of hackers and so on.
Serafin means the payment agreed in Panama to buy a diplomatic passport.
Okay, the odd figure, we're talking in the region of about 400,000.
Both Bruni and Serafin appear keen to avoid the direct involvement of the opposition leader, who's campaigning on a platform of anti-corruption.
The gentleman prefers to create a buffer because he does not want to be implicated at that stage.
The vital interests of the people come first at all times.
The request will be that the first 50% of the Panama Agreement will be what is expected at this time. The funds are needed very urgently, T-shirts and vehicles, PA systems and various supplies.
Serafin sends bank account details for his $50,000 fee and $20,000 for lawyer David Bruni, who he says will also handle money for the opposition.
Amongst that could be assisting the leader can come through his account. The funds will be declared as humanitarian donations for Dominica.
We've obtained a second document signed by both opposition leader Linton and his lawyer that also promises an ambassadorship to another foreign national if the opposition win the election.
All right, Mr. David Bruni. When you first heard that or got that phone call from somebody purporting to be an Al Jazeera journalist, What, Mr. Bruni, were your first impressions?
Well, let me just give a chronology of how this all came into being. And let me just say that this whole scenario has come about because of $1.2 billion. When Mr. Linton made his expose on that issue, a few months after the parliament sitting, myself and Lennox were talking, and we were speaking, and it was obvious that he was committed to the idea of tracing this money and bringing it back to Dominica for the benefit of Dominica. You've heard him. Now, it's easy for a politician to stand up in the House and assert about $1.2 billion, but the proof of the pudding is in the eating. Lennox has been proactive, and he said to me, how would we go about doing this? Because we don't have the resources or the human resource in Dominica for that type of work. So he asked me about the idea of putting together a team of lawyers and others who might have the expertise to assist without putting a burden on the state for that type of work, because it's very expensive work. So he broached that subject with me, and it stayed dormant. And I'm doing a case for OJ Serafin and against the government, actually. And OJ was in my office, and I spoke to him about Panama, because the Panama Papers were at the forefront of my thinking. And he mentioned the fact that he knew an attorneys in Panama who were well-versed in this thing. So we spoke, whatever, and the idea came into play whereby we could address this situation by approaching an attorney and seeing a skilled attorney. And if you read the memorandum of understanding, do you have it? Because I wish I could have it so I could point out.
Well,
I
actually, could
you bring it in, please?
Yeah, bring the document in.
Bring it in. It's important. It's very important.
Okay. All right. Okay. Let's get that document. Yes. Go ahead.
No. This is what it says. It's this. Look, Lennox Linton, in his capacity as leader of the main opposition political party of the Commonwealth of Dominica, namely the United Workers' Party. Now, I'm not going to name the attorney because I don't know how Al Jazeera got hold of this, but who can be summarized as an innovative and successful attorney, highly effective at developing creative case strategies, published writer, educator, litigator, international attorney, with global associations in dozens of countries, detail-oriented, conscientious and organized, with litigation experience in the US Supreme Court and Appeals Court, well-versed in cross-border financial matters, proven rainmaker and settlement skills. Now, well-versed in cross-border financial matters, that was the ideal person for us to formulate and form a team around. So myself and Lennox discussed this, and the idea of a memorandum of understanding came up, whereby not for money, not for any benefit to Lennox, Linton, personally, or myself, this document was crafted. Now, let me just read something here which is very important. Critical to such appointment, it is necessary and imperative that the said be of good and unblemished character as a potential appointee to the diplomatic corps of the Commonwealth of Dominica, and the essential requirement that such appointee be capable of satisfying all aspects of due diligence inquiry. Now, let me read on. Duration of the agreement, that in the first instance, such appointments will be for a period of 24 months, with renewal dependent on the benefits accruing to the people of Dominica from their endeavors and contributions to the development of the island state. Now, let me just ask a commonsensical question. Who is going to pay money for that? This is the document that would regulate any ambassadorship. Matt, would you pay $1 million for this?
No.
Because first of all, you have to pass due diligence. Secondly, the document doesn't speak to any payment of money. Now, let me ask you this. Would Monfred pass this? Would Monfred pass this document?
No.
Would Ebuki, the African woman, would any of the people in that documentary pass this criteria? This is what Lennox was this is what bears Lennox's signature. No, O.J. Serafin took this document to the lawyer in Panama. I'm assuming he had discussions. When I got the phone call from these people, I was assuming that they were speaking about OJ's interaction in Panama, which would have been about the memorandum of understanding. Because the person who had the memorandum of understanding, how could they ever believe that there'd be money involved in this process? Now, here's what has happened. They asked me a question about, there's a statement by your campaign funding. A conversation took place with one of their operatives, I believe, where we were talking generally, and I was saying, listen, there's no way Lennox Linton would approve any amount of funding for a passport. But there's absolutely no way. The issue here is that Dominica needs to be developed. We need development, whatever. And if somebody wants to make a campaign contribution that doesn't include a diplomatic passport, I have no problem with that, but they took my statement out of context. Can you see that? Do you see there's a gap? They don't say what I said before, what I said after. And I had conversations with their operatives, me personally, and in every conversation I'm speaking about the development of Dominica and that there can never be a fee for a passport. The criteria for a passport is this, and it says this here, it says this. For an influential, ably qualified, and affluent individual endowed with the necessary qualifications to be an asset to the diplomatic corps, you have to have qualifications whereby you come to Dominica and you contribute. It has to be a contribution to Dominica. And in this case, the people we spoke to, there was a businessman who would have had skills in, I think he was from England, Sir Ken, I think, but he had specific skills in business, entrepreneurship, and that kind of thing. And he could have assisted in tracing money, the way people would be hiding money and doing whatever. So both the people were high-end individuals with consummate skills. And Lennox Linton's criteria, due diligence. Due diligence, due diligence, due diligence. So it's an amazing thing. I'm watching this stuff being put out there by operatives and that kind of thing. I'm asking myself, don't they want to see the memorandum of understanding, which was the basis for everything Lennox Linton did? And the basis for me, when the person asked me about OJ in Panama, OJ went to Panama with a memorandum of understanding. Do I know what OJ is doing in Panama? I mean,
So you're not aware that you were speaking to Al Jazeera at the time?
No, of course not. No, but let me just say this about OJ. When we received letters from Al Jazeera, OJ was astounded. I said, OJ, look, these people have included me. This is what OJ wrote to Al Jazeera, and he gave me a copy of the letter he wrote. This is what he said. The name of David Bruni was given, but he, Mr. Bruni, at no time requested fees from me or anyone else, as he was always consistently suspicious of being engaged by persons of dubious character. I kept that matter outside of him for until the due diligence was completed. That's OJ speaking to Al Jazeera. He's telling them, David didn't know anything about this. Why couldn't Al Jazeera have asked me directly, would Mr. Lennox Linton accept $400,000 for a passport? Isn't that normal? Isn't that normal journalistic protocol?
Mm-hmm.
Why do you think they didn't ask me? Why didn't they ask Lennox undercover? Go undercover and ask him. Why not ask me directly? Look, David Bruni, you're acting for Lennox Linton. Would he do this? Why all the clandestine stuff? But here's something else. When I said I speak for Mr. Linton, it was specific to the memorandum of understanding. And that is the only thing I had instructions from Mr. Lennox to deal with, the memorandum, which is clear. Matt, Lennox can stand behind this all day long. All day long. I mean, I'm trying to understand the mindset. But Lennox Linton is interested in being proactive, because here's the issue. Lennox may or may not win this election. But when he comes in, if he comes into government, is he going to be prepared for what's there? What is a major aspect of Lennox's mandate to the people? Isn't it about sourcing?
1.2.
Right. No, is Lennox supposed to sit on his backside and say, well, I hope I can do it? Or is he supposed to go out there and take a risk, try to get things done? And what has happened here is, Lennox has said to me, Dave, look, we need to do this. We created a memorandum of understanding, which we stand behind. Matt, this memorandum of understanding is so pertinent at this point, because this is, to my mind, this is what this is all about. This memorandum of understanding explains that a person will be appointed, but only if he has the requisite skills and can subject himself to due diligence. How many of the ambassadors who've, first of all, this is a document. How many documents have you seen for the appointment of ambassadors
None.
In this government?
None.
Lennox Linton is the first leader who has put pen to paper bravely and said, I need a team, I need something. And it's in the public interest for this to be done. It's in the public interest for him to find competent lawyers skilled in cross-border financial matters to operate for Dominica. It could be worth $2 billion to us. And what kind of leader is he? A passive, tepid person? No, I don't think that's long since I know. He's forthright. And let me tell you that Lennox did not have any knowledge of anything that OJ Serafin said.
Nothing.
Take that to the bank. Lennox Linton had no knowledge of anything OJ Serafin said that night on that recording. Nothing. Lennox never met OJ, hasn't spoken to OJ in about 10 years. And I was speaking for Lennox in relation to the memorandum of understanding.
All right,
Nothing more.
Let's listen again to the memorandum of understanding Richie Farrell is presenting. Listen and take your notes.
Okay, Dominica, here is a memorandum of understanding. The parties involved include Lennox Linton in his capacity as leader of the main opposition political party of the Commonwealth of Dominica, and that is the United Workers' Party. And, of course, a lawyer whose name, for litigation purposes, we will not mention in this particular airing, of the said memorandum. But we will say that he is from the Panama City in Panama. We'll just say lawyer. So the lawyer from Panama City, Panama, who can be summarized as an innovative and successful attorney, highly effective at developing creative case strategies, a published writer, educator, and litigator, international attorney with global associates in dozens of countries, detail-oriented, conscientious, and organized, with litigation experience in the U.S. Supreme Court and appeals courts, well-versed in cross-border financial matters and a proven rainmaker with great settlement skills. The influential lawyer is recognized as the attorney, in fact, for an influential, ably qualified and affluent individual endowed with the necessary qualifications to be an asset to the diplomatic corps of the government of the Commonwealth of Dominica, and that the individual represented by this lawyer will, for the purposes of this memorandum of understanding, be known as Prospective Ambassador A. The intent is that the constitutionally due general elections for the Commonwealth of Dominica are scheduled for May 2020 are in the event of victory for the United Workers' Party, UWP. It is the intention of the said Lennox Linton, in his capacity as Prime Minister, to appoint the prospective Ambassador A, who is this lawyer, based on his necessary qualifications to the diplomatic corps of the government of the Commonwealth of Dominica, based on the said individual being endowed with the necessary essential innovative and creative skills, which would enhance and fast-track the development of the Commonwealth of Dominica. Critical to such appointment of prospective Ambassador E, it is necessary and imperative that the said prospective Ambassador E be of good and unblemished character as a potential appointee to the diplomatic corps of the Commonwealth of Dominica, and the essential requirement that such appointee be capable of satisfying all aspects of due diligence inquiry. The proposal is that, given the required and necessary experience, capacity, and qualification of prospective Ambassador A, which will be adduced and verified by delivery of curriculum vitae to Solicitor David Bruni on delivery of this document to the said lawyer, it is envisioned that on the appointment of Mr. Lennox Linton as Prime Minister by the authority of the President of the Commonwealth of Dominica, and that within 28 days of such said appointment, prospective Ambassador E will be appointed to the role of Ambassador at Large for the primary purpose of utilizing his expertise and experience in the realm of qualifications indicated within said curriculum vitae. The duration: that in the first instance, such appointment will be for a period of 24 months, with renewal dependent on the benefits accruing to the people of the Commonwealth of Dominica from the endeavors and contributions of prospective Ambassador A to the development of the island state.
Yes, Dave.
Matt, now let's look at the words, some of the words in this document. Okay, let's look at some of the words. Curricula vitae, which will be adduced and verified by delivery. It's envisioned that the appointment would be within 28 days, because again, Lennox is looking for urgency. That money is out there, allegedly, we need it. Will be appointed to the role of Ambassador Large for primary utilizing his expertise and experience. So he's not going to be sitting on his backside somewhere. He has to function. Now listen, look at the safeguards for the country. That in the first instance, such a point will be for a period of 24 months, with renewal dependent on the benefits accruing to the people of the Commonwealth of Dominica from the endeavors and contributions of prospective ambassador to the development of the island state, not to Lennox Linton, to the development of the island state. Now, let me ask you, have you ever seen a document like this emanating from the office of the Minister of Foreign Affairs?
No.
Have you ever seen disclosure of any ambassador emanating from the Ministry of Foreign Affairs?
No, but the question again, Dave, that some people are asking, why do you need an ambassador for such a job?
Because, Matt, an attorney, this type of attorney, would be high priced.
So the person you're chasing there this time is an attorney?
Yes, an attorney, specifically an attorney.
Okay.
So, but the person would be expensive, high priced, and you'd want him to work in your best interest. And it's okay, let me ask you, why do you need Manfred as an ambassador or Madouki as an ambassador?
I get the point.
What do they bring to our island state in terms of skills and expertise? No, I'm asking you. What do they bring?
Nothing.
Okay. Is there any document that highlights their skills and specialities?
None of them are aware.
What is wrong then with
a potential ambassador
as a skilled attorney who's going to be dealing with cross-border matters, and you get him free of charge? Absolutely free of charge. In the light of everything that has gone on, do you see a problem with that?
Not really.
Is there any indication that we're paying him?
No, not in this document.
Is there any indication that he's paying us?
No, not in this document. All right, I'm going to open up the lines here this time because, of course, a lot of questions will be asked. 4493-095-9697. So, David actually cleared the air.
Matt, something else, though. The question was, why do you need an ambassador?
Yes.
Isn't there a right to appoint an ambassador in any government?
Yeah.
So, hold on. So, let me understand this. So, the caller is saying that you shouldn't appoint an ambassador.
The caller is pointing to the fact that you may want somebody qualified, say, in finance, to do a job like this.
But you'd have to take these matters to, in order, finance and legal, because wouldn't you need to take these matters to court to get court orders and that kind
of thing? Right, so that lawyer that you're pointing to.
Yes, but you're building a team, Matt. Listen, unfortunately, we didn't get very far with this. This was unfortunate.
Okay.
It fell away almost as soon as it happened with OJ Serafin and all that kind of thing. But the team would have entailed lawyers, economists, business people with a knowledge of financial background, that kind of thing. Financial lawyers, if you like. Anyway, go ahead, Matt.
So there's no exchange of monies there?
No, oh my God, no. But the document, Matt, which person, when you look at this, even Al Jazeera were frightened of this document. You notice they never read it or showed it? All they said was, to cover themselves, what did they say? There's no request for campaign funds.
And showed your signature and Lennox's signature.
And it requires diligence. I think they said it requires, but they said it in a quiet way. They said it's almost as a shift it aside. Don't talk too much about that. Let's get to the OJ Serafin beat of it. So they didn't disclose this document in its entirety. Matt, are you surprised to see this document?
I'm very surprised. Let's take a phone call.
Okay, yes.
Hello, talk to me.
How you doing, your favorite caller? How you doing today?
How you doing, brother? How you doing? You jump on there.
I'm good. Yeah. Let me say good day to Blue and Mr. Wayne James.
Okay.
Mr. Brownie, how you doing today?
He's good.
Is he there? Or you left?
Left, he's here.
Uh-huh. Okay, because I wasn't here, Matt. Don't rush me off the phone today, Matt.
I'm not rushing you. I'm telling you he's still here. That's what I'm telling you. Go on. You're on the phone. Speak, my friend.
Okay. How long you been representing Mr. Lennox? How many years now?
Not even sure. Many years.
Many years now.
Yeah.
And usually, did you know Mr. Lennox sent you throw you under the bus this morning? Because he said you're not authorized to talk to him?
But he was correct.
He's correct.
Lennox was correct. I'm not authorized to speak for him. I'm authorized to speak to him on a memorandum of understanding. I mean, Lennox was speaking the truth. Come on.
But Mr. Bruni, the only reason you're on Mac right now because you got caught, and just admit it, Lennox should come out and you should come out and say, hey, to my supporters, I'm sorry what I did. Let's move on. Let's buy those.
Hello.
Let me talk
to the caller there. Are you concerned at all about what you heard in the other 40 minutes of the program? Hello, caller.
No, but let me talk. Matt, we know the only reason he's there right now because he got caught.
Caught saying what? He's basically explaining what is in the memorandum of understanding, which was made clear this afternoon. That's what he was here. I invited him to talk about.
On the tip.
Can I ask you a question? Did you watch the other 45 minutes of that show? Did you watch Al Jazeera? Did you watch the other 45 minutes?
Did you watch the other 45 minutes?
You see, caller, you are asking questions, but yes. Don't want to be asked.
Did you watch the other 45 minutes?
Hold on. Let's move on. Hello, talk to me. Yeah, hello. How you? No, 138. Hello.
Hello, good day.
How are you doing, bro?
Yes, am I on here?
Yes, you are.
Okay. This is a live.
My friend, you are on air. Go ahead. I said it already.
Okay. All right. I'm calling just to ask one question and also to make a statement.
Okay.
A question to the lawyer. Why would the first thing that the opposition leader decide to do, even before going into power, would be to basically give someone or hire an ambassador, which is what he's been bashing the present administration for doing? Why would that be the first thing he does, even before even becoming the leader of Dominica?
All right. Is that a question? What's your statement? Because I want to get you off the line because we have many other calls coming in.
Okay. I'm a young professional within the public service.
Right.
I'm also an avid proposer of integrity, especially in the leadership of Dominica. I've been disappointed by the WP once before, and I found myself there again this morning. I am a demographic within the UWP supporters and Dominica at large. We are no fools, and I found this statement that Lennox said this morning contradictory to what.
Did Lennox speak to that document? You said you heard Lennox. Did you speak to that document?
Yeah, I'm speaking about when he was on air.
He was on air with me. So what did he say that was wrong?
I found his actions as it pertains to what was revealed through the documentary contradictory to what he stands for, or he proposed that he stands or stood for.
So what are you concerned about what you saw in the document?
His involvement.
The documentary, yes.
Yes, his involvement in the whole idea of...
But he was never involved in that documentary. I mean, you heard a conversation between OJ and Mr. Bruni, but Mr. Lennox Linton was never in that documentary. Did you see him make a statement there?
The same action that he has been accusing...
No, I'm saying, did you see him make a statement? Do you hear him make a statement there?
Labour Party for him.
No, my friend, you're not answering the question. Hello, 141. Hello, talk to me.
Yes, good afternoon, Matt. How are you doing?
How are you doing, my brother? How are you doing?
Okay, I'm good. I've been listening to that discussion. And to tell you the truth, as a UWP supporter, I am disgruntled by Mr. Bruni's statement.
Okay.
I think what he's saying is not telling the real truth. And we need to tell the people. If we believe in transparency, we have to tell the people the truth. And therefore, that makes me to believe that the party is not transparent. I cannot vote for the UWP anymore. Bye.
All right. Thank you very much. Hello, talk to me. At 141. Hello.
Hi. Hello.
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 Yes. Hello.
Hello. Can you hear me clearly?
Clearly, sir. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So, what I was thinking is there is a situation in Trinidad where the government was able to recover $900 million from a corrupt practices of a contractor who was given a contract by the previous government, and I was thinking that the opposition leader is thinking the same way. I mean, he wants to recover...
How much money you said he recovered for the Trinidad government? How much? Yes?
Yeah, 900 and something million dollars. And diplomats were not involved in recovering that. There were lawyers involved in doing that. And cases went all the way up to the Privy Council. I think, you could read the newspapers and you will see all of those things. I mean, so what the leader of the opposition is thinking is nothing different to what is happening, what he intended to do. That's basically my contribution. Bye.
All right. Let me ask Mr. David Bruni, because reference was made to that there this morning, that you give Mr. OJ your bank account for transfers. Did you ever?
Absolutely not. I've given him my bank statements, but for payment to me of legal fees. I do work for him. I'm doing a case for him now against the Attorney General, and for him and his wife. And I've given him my bank account statement to pay my fees, because he's often overseas. I think he lives in St. Martin. So he's often promising to send me fees and that kind of thing. Unfortunately, it doesn't often happen. But he knows my bank details. He has my bank details.
You're disappointed, Mr. OJ, sir?
No, I'm not. Look, I'm not here
to bash him.
I'm not here to judge anybody or to bash whatever. It is what it is. And yeah, it is what it is. I mean, you live and you learn. You live and you learn. And sometimes the best learning moments are from real experience. And that's what I'd say about this. But let me just say this, Matt. I'm concerned about a lot of things that are happening in my country. I'm a born Dominican. And one of the things is this. What are the lengths I would go to remove this government? I would like to see them removed because as of today, I'm not happy with what is happening. Would I kill to remove them? No. Would I fight somebody physically to remove them? No. But sometimes you look at the way the opposition is treated. You look at the way the victimization. You look at the way that the unfairness in things like arrests and the charging of crimes and that kind of thing. You look at the general victimization of people who oppose this government. And it's sad. But I wouldn't do anything to remove them. I would assist Lennox Lindzen. I would assist the United Workers' Party. But it's unfortunate the way even this scenario has come about, because I feel that Al Jazeera could have been fairer. They could have come and asked questions, even if you're doing your underground...
Directly.
Yes. And I mean, the way they cut and chopped up phone conversations and stuff, the way they left out critical statements by me when I'm speaking to them, I'm telling them about national building, about the need to ensure that money isn't received for passports, whatever, but the need to appoint ambassadors who can satisfy due diligence, who can serve the country well, and that kind of thing. All these things are secondary, because isn't the issue now the fact that we've appointed ambassadors who've brought embarrassment to the country, and maybe personal gain has occurred? And then you have Lennox who's saying, these are the things I'm going to put in place to ensure this, that, and that happens. I just think that it's just unfortunate.
Let's see if we can go take more phone calls, because the telephone lines are burning here. Hello, talk to me. Good afternoon.
Hello, good afternoon, Matt. Matt,
yeah.
Let me tell you, it is clear to see most of the people that call in is labor rights people who call in and pretending to be hello?
Yes, I'm here.
Like the UWP people. Because the memorandum of understanding, it is clear reading to see that everything that David Bruni stated in the letter, it is based for the profit and for the development of the country. So I don't see what they cannot understand in. This is the same thing that's why Roosevelt Skerrit will continue to do all this foolishness, because Dominican doesn't have understanding. Thank you very much, Matt.
All right, let's take another...
Here's a question. Don't you think... maybe Roosevelt Skerrit should come and sit in front of you as a public officer and explain himself? Because I'm not a public officer. I'm a private citizen. I don't work for government. I earn my money privately. There was no onus on me to come here today to explain anything. But both myself and Lennox have come in and explained. Do you think this will happen on the other side? And we make up 2.5% of the documentary. How much of the documentary does Roosevelt Skerrit make up?
40%, I think it is.
Right, and plus other leaders.
Yes.
But so you have 2.5% maybe against 40%. We're here explaining. People are coming, calling, criticizing, but we're here to explain. We're facing up to the situation and looking to try to explain matters. Go ahead.
Well, of course, the leader of the country, the Honorable Roosevelt Skerrit, has an open invitation to come explain the 40% of all the accusations I've heard. I see a lot of people calling and, pointing the gun at Lennox Linton. He has come. He has been very clear in terms of his explanation as to why. But it is what it is in Dominica. Hello, talk to me. Yes. Uh-huh. Are you there, caller? Let's try this call. Or let's try, yes, 40 minutes of conversations about Mr. Prime Minister and his official government officials accepting bribes, doing a lot of deals for gas stations and etc.
Are you talking again to forget me on the line?
No, you're there. Hello, go ahead.
Good afternoon, Mars.
Good afternoon to you.
Mars, I missed a good bit of the program.
Yeah.
And you know, I was out. When I came back, I just met the end of Mr. Linton. But listening to Mr. Bruni there this afternoon, I have a clear picture of what was discussed. And I have a clear on, I'm not an English scholar, but what was discussed from the piece I heard of Mr. Linton and what I hear from Mr. Bruni there, it is clear. It's only Muto Batalis that will not understand what was said, right? And then the people calling under this guise of UWP supporter, I don't believe them one bit. I share the other caller sentiment. Because, Matthew, this is a very good agreement. When I listen to that man, that's properly, carefully written, you know. And then
again, we have seen no other memorandum of understanding from the government side.
Exactly. And then it is saying that you're giving the person only 2 years in the first instance. And then future appointments will be based on if the person has to bring results.
Yes.
If you're not bringing results, then we're not going to further give you any more appointments.
Uh-huh.
We're not going to learn from your appointment, give you another contract. So people, take all your time, and on those people that saying about the previous callers, those who called just after Mr. You opened the line, people, if all you do understand what was said, let somebody that can understand and break it down for all you and open up all your mind. That closed mind, people that be analyzing things, that is the main problem I see among a lot of Dominicans. So good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you. Somebody said, so hold on, David. Somebody just sent me a message that I wanted to read there. The ordinary thief steals your money, bag, watch, gold chain, etc. But the political thief steals your future, education, health, and business. You're making...
Matt, just one thing. Mm. I think OJ spoke to... How much money did OJ speak to in the... Because I can't remember, in the documentary.
$450,000 and $50,000 for himself.
Okay, great. Now, this is the document that would, you agree that this is the document that would they be regulated by.
Right.
So they have this. Listen to what it says, that in the first instance, such a point will be for a period of 24 months. In the first instance, you get 24 months, with renewal depending on the benefits accruing to the people of the Commonwealth of Dominica from endeavors and contributions of prospective Ambassador A to the development of the island state. Now, which person is going to pay $450,000 for that? I mean, does that make any sense, Matt? I mean, would you pay $450,000 for that?
No.
If you're paying $450,000, wouldn't you want an open-ended thing whereby you're there and nobody can remove you? And you, in fact, how many ambassadors have been removed by this government?
None at all.
But this document gives Mr. Linton the ability, or the Minister of Foreign Affairs, the ability to remove. So if you're not performing for us, my brother, goodbye, see you, would want to be you. That's how it is. So I'm trying to understand, how is money conducive to disagreement? How is a payment of money conducive to this?
I have seen nothing in there that speaks about money. Hello, talk to me. Good morning.
Hey, my brother, Matt.
How you doing, bro? How you doing?
I doing good, Matt. Excellent discovery, Matt. Excellent program. Let me say a very pleasant good afternoon to Dave Bruni, Anthony Adlaw, Dominican Soil. But Matt, David Bruni makes some fundamental points here. He is a private citizen and he has no reason to be in the studio explaining anything, because the man doing his own practice, and as a lawyer you will meet some different challenges, different encounters. But man, I see nothing there that would implicate neither David Bruni nor anybody else. Other than that, we have two things before us, Matt. One is that we have a memorandum of understanding to retrieve millions and billions of Dominica money from our passport sales through crooks and criminals and all kinds of forty deals. So we have a system in place now where our attorney now put in a memorandum of understanding by law for us to go and look for the people's money to bring it back to Dominica, Matt. And I want to say congratulations to Lennox Linton and congratulations to Dave Bruni, the attorney at law, who, you know, see fit to look for the people money to bring it back to Dominica. I want to say congratulations and thank you. And let us keep doing what we have to do and forget about the little petty politics. That all that is part of the game. But let us work hard to restore this country and to bring the people money back, 1.2 billion and counting. We have to get that money back into Dominica. Thank you for the memorandum of understanding.
Thank you, my friend. Matt, the biggest problem with Dominicans is that they hear and they don't listen. Everything is clear and unambiguous as to the intentions of the MOU read by Mr. Bruni. So a lot of people are beginning to understand clearly what's going on here. 449-3095-9697. Again, Mr. Lennox was here this morning. He explained, and now Mr. David Bruni is explaining again. Hello.
Yes. Good afternoon, Matt. Good afternoon, Mr. Bruni.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, yes, Matt, Montserrat business partner in the documentary said that those ministers of government from Dominica, they came to Malaysia when he had the big reception, right? They got a gold bar of $15,000. Matt, where is that gold bar? The members of parliament, how much of them that were there? It was Kenneth Daru.
About 10.
Yeah, okay, so that means each of them got a gold bar of $15,000. I think about the 10 of them, 4 of them are parliamentarians. They should have declared that to the Integrity in Public Office Commission. That is what you call corruption. And seeing that they are parliamentarians and ministers of government, that means they travel diplomatic. So that means they came to Dominica with those gold bars and no custom officer knew about it. That is corruption. And that is what we Dominicans should be talking about. Because all these guys from that Al Jazeera documentary, all it's showing us that our prime minister is corrupt, his wife is corrupt, the ministers of government are corrupt, and we need to get rid of them because this is not about Dominica. Right now, I listen to Austria and all of them trying to deal with that locally, but internationally, we as Dominica, we in problem. We in serious problem.
All right, caller, thank you very much.
But Matt, you know the saddest part of this whole exercise?
Uh-huh.
Is that I wasn't able to take this process beyond the memorandum, so I couldn't properly engage to put together what Mr. Linton wanted, because this whole thing after it was signed, everything just fell apart with this Al Jazeera business. I got letters from Al Jazeera, that kind of thing. I didn't even get an opportunity to speak to the attorney. OJ passed the document and I didn't even get a chance to engage. But let me just say this, it's critically important that the diplomatic affairs of the country are organized. And what I'd like to see is the government issuing such documents to ambassadors to put them on notice that they are being appointed not for the benefit of any one individual, but for the benefit of the country. And this document, signed by Mr. Linton, is a clear expression of intent of what Mr. Linton expects, not only from himself, but from his ambassadors and from his soon-to-be ministers, I hope, so that ambassadors no longer can just sit in fat offices overseas and be producing nothing for Dominica. We have, in this case, I think for the first 2 years of Mr. Linton's administration, he's going to have to engage an endless amount of professional people in order to do the work that's necessary for Dominica. So this thing may be the first time it's happened that a prospective prime minister has created a memorandum of understanding for the purpose of tying in an ambassador for the people of Dominica, for the benefit of Dominica. But that's the way we should move forward. When an ambassador is appointed, the people of Dominica should see a document like this, explaining who he is. You see, in my document, it says this. Influential, ably qualified, and affluent individual endowed with the necessary qualifications to be an asset to the diplomatic corps of the government of the Commonwealth of Dominica. Qualifications, due diligence. It's riddled with transparency and protection for the people of Dominica. Never again would a Montferrat happen if we have this document, because the person would have to be subjected to due diligence.
Let me just ask at this time, can we, the government of Dominica, can we see the document, the MOU for Montferrat at this time? And I want to invite Mr. Skerritt again. Given all the accusations, given all the allegations and finger pointing, can we see you, Mr. Skerritt? Can you come here? You can, I'll stop any program to have you there on the air to explain to Dominica what happened in the past many years. Let's do this and we'll come back.
Thank you, Matt. I'm out.
You're out.
I'm out.
Thank you. All right. Take care. Bye-bye.
Peace.
Peace.
Yes, some people are able to know, but if they could, they would say something like,
government has failed to offer public officers any increase. This Wednesday, the public officers are being asked to gather at the Arch on the Riverside 2 p.m. to protest against government failure to offer salary increase. All public officers and supporters are asked to gather at the Arch on Wednesday, 27 November 2019, 2 p.m. The issue is salary negotiations. Time for talking is over. Government has failed to offer public officers any increase. This Wednesday, the public officers are being asked to gather at the Arch on the Riverside 2 p.m. to protest against government failure to offer salary increase. All public officers and supporters are asked to gather at the Arch on Wednesday, 27 November 2019, 2 p.m. The issue is salary negotiations. Time for talking is over.
The Dominica Calypso Association announces the opening of registration for participants in the 2020 Calypso competition. Calypsonians are advised to register at Arturo Sport in the Privo Cinema. Registrants who do not have a DCA ID card are advised to leave a passport size photo upon registration for preparation of your DCA ID cards. Rehearsals are scheduled to commence immediately following the national general elections. Eliminations will be on January 4th, 2020.
Mommy, Daddy.
Yes, son?
Yes, love?
It's Christmas time. You promised to make it fun this year.
Oh, that's easy. We'll make it fun with $10,000 from Central Cooperative Credit Union. Low monthly payments, 1% interest rate per month. Make no payments till January 2020.
Serious, babes? That's a Merry Christmas deal.
Oh, yes. $10,000 will complete our Christmas wish list with Central Cooperative Credit Union Limited. Make it Merry Christmas loan. And we will have the chance to win $300 Laja Shesh.
All right, son. We'll make your Christmas wish come true this season with a Make It Merry loan.
Thank you, Mommy and Daddy.
Visit the Goodwill or Portsmouth branch today or call 448-2261. Our loans officers are waiting to assist you.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Promotion runs from November 6th to December 20th, 2019. Terms and conditions apply.
For all your refreshing and natural local juices, both sweetened and unsweetened, check out Daily Fresh at our local outlets around town and at your favorite supermarkets for wholesale. Call us at 316-7745 and 612-8174. Drink healthy, drink local, drink Daily Fresh.
Oh, it's a happy day, good year, as the man. Apokoli, on Saturday, November 28th. Moon ke sorti hot to pass to Dominica. Pis, la porte funet still galvanage. Tout kalte bagay ki ka mache sorti, or as the bands, and straight to your homes. Yes, 15% discount. As we report, we tell you, go to as the man. Apokoli, as to Jusala, Friday, 28th, November. Pis, a customer appreciation day. As the fans capotin, Jusala, pour moutre, appreciation. For all its customers, if you have 15% discount plus free sampling and prizes to be won at the home and building of Pokole, Omni Lazlawi, Ronald the Robot Cindy, Missy at Chairman Yukai Party downstairs, you Gilbert B. and Stefan, I was waiting on you. Yes, Shepard T. Manson, electrician, plumbers, tools, and equipment, put an ever open. 15% discount on all cash purchases Saturday, 30th November, from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. Take it up and now.